This week's episode is once again brought to you by Crusader, Agent of the Vatican, an epic action-packed graphic novel now available from Diamond Comics Distributors.
The 144-page book features a story by creator Omar Morales and art by the legendary Paul Gulacy.
The guy who did Batman and Master of Kung Fu.
That's right, Pete, and thank you for your enthusiasm. You can ask for Crusader at your local comic book shop with order code JUL141266.
Yeah, but I won't buy anything that's over $20.
Oh, well, buckle up, because this is available in print and digitally for $19.99 at Comixology and Comics Fix.
For more info, you can visit theforcemedia.com or at The Crusader on Twitter. That's with a Z instead of an S.
I think I will.
Great.
Good.
Fine. Crusader!
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Comic Book Club. Please welcome to the stage your hosts, Pete LePage, Justin Tyler, and Alex Zalban.
Whoa! Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Comic Book Club. I'm Alex.
I'm Justin.
I am Pete.
And man, that guy did an amazing job announcing.
He just ran out of here and jumped on a skateboard. What a cool dude.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet.
He's a radical bro.
I think he was smoking. Did you notice that? That was really sweet.
Smoking the whole time. You know, he threw a cigarette and then lit another one right away.
Wow.
That's a guy who's got a lot of coordination.
That's a cool dude.
I bet he's a classically trained actor, and especially in the voiceover regard, which is a very good industry to get into.
What?
The voiceover.
I didn't understand a word you just said.
So you got to keep up. You know, you want to keep up with the
language. No, I'm just saying if you want to, you know, whatever you want.
The voiceover industry, great, very good
industry. What industry?
Voiceover.
The what? Pronounce things, Justin.
A lot of times you want to add a little quirk to it so it sticks
out.
Oh,
so your quirk is just rolling all over the world like a drunk mouth?
Drunk mouth?
Yeah, like a drunk mouth, you know.
I've been there.
Guys, I think the show is about comic books. What do you think?
I would agree. I hope
I've always known that to be
cool.
True.
And of course, this week is kicking off the biggest comic celebration in the United States, San Diego Comic Con! Guys, I'm very excited about this because Comic Book Club is going to bring our unique outsider perspective to Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're not going to be there any of the days.
And you know what? We refuse to sell out.
Yeah.
Because we're not going to sell out by going to that anthill in San Diego. We're going to keep it real out here in New York.
I mean, you guys know, like, the news breaks every single second there. Yeah. We are going to bring it to you next week.
Yeah, we're going to.
Next week we'll talk about
it. Exactly.
Maybe next Tuesday.
Because it takes us a while to digest it.
Right.
Because a lot of times
everybody else is going to be like screaming at the top of their lungs, but we're gonna sit.
We're gonna whisper.
Yeah.
At the bottom of our lungs.
we're gonna sit by the harbor, staring at the sunset, going, I wish I was there.
That's really sad. I hate being so close to the harbor.
Yeah, but we do have a big, exciting show for you this week.
Yeah, we do.
I'm very excited about. We are going to talk about stuff with San Diego Comic-Con because it's happening. But what's also happening...
So over it. Because it's happening.
You know what I'm not over, actually? I'm sorry, I didn't understand
did you mean
that. You were drawing again.
Did you mean our guests?
Yeah, I did mean our guests. Yeah. I'm very excited to have them back. They're two very talented comedians we love having here. Ladies and gentlemen, Alan Tarzinski and Winston Noel!
Yeah, welcome to the show, guys. Welcome.
Hello.
A seat. Sit down.
Please.
Take a load off.
Join us.
Grab a beverage.
How's it going? I wanted to let you know that Alan Straczynski isn't here, and Jeff Johns. I'm Jeff Johns. And I'm
what?
Here. For those of you at home, he is... dressed just like Jeff Johns.
Right. To be fair, you probably have to take off that flannel.
You're right.
Yeah, he just wears a hat and a shirt.
Yeah. And you should
you guys know this. We've interviewed him a couple times. He Donald Ducks it.
Yeah, he Donald Ducks it all the way.
Yeah, did you know that? He Donald Ducks it.
Porky Pig.
He doesn't wear pants?
Yeah, he doesn't wear pants.
Never
ever.
Wear pants.
Okay.
A lot of time in interviews, the shot never goes below his belly button.
Do you call it Porky Pigging?
I call it Porky Pigging it.
Okay.
I call it Sunday afternoon.
That's why you're not allowed in churches.
Yeah. That's exactly why, yeah. That's afternoon, that's why.
So what's going on, guys? Are you excited about all the news that's going to be coming out from San Diego? Is that something you pay attention to, or you're like, you know, too cool?
I'm excited about just to hear about Doctor Strange.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. You're going to talk about Doctor Strange there, and I'm going to be excited about that.
Well, what is that?
The movie or the
character?
Person?
The movie.
No, it's actually just this strange doctor.
Yeah.
Just this weird doctor I met one time.
Yeah.
And whatever George R. R. Martin wants to, if he wants to tell us when that next fucking book is coming out and anything.
Not going
to
happen.
I'd be curious to hear that as well.
God damn it.
There's a greater chance he's going to, not figuratively, but literally die on stage.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. How dare you?
Yeah. Have you ever been to a Game of Thrones panel when he hosted it? Anything like that?
No.
No. Okay. No, so that was hands down. And don't get me wrong. Jar Jar Martin, incredibly talented guy. I love Game of Thrones, love Song of Ice and Fire. That was the worst panel I've ever been to in my life. Because he stood up there with all the women of Game of Thrones sitting down on the panel, and I am not exaggerating, was like, so what was it like doing nude scenes?
Did you like the women?
Was it weird to have sex?
I would think he'd be just breezily charismatic. From every picture, every interaction I've seen with him, I just think he'd hold court and everybody would just be like, holy shit.
Man, this guy's got it. He's the George Clooney of fantasy novels.
Right.
I'm surprised he didn't ask about the feasts. Like, was it real food? Because, like, if you've ever read his books, that's pretty much what most of them are.
Yeah.
Just him describing feasts.
Well, it's 90% juices dripping down into people's beer.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. He's a perv who likes to eat. And we're like hanging on his every word. Tell us what happened. What do they eat next?
Yeah. Hold on. I'm going to cook myself a third dinner and write a new chapter.
Extinguish all the hope I have.
Yeah.
That's how I feel when I read those books. It's just like, oh. Yeah.
Have you read all the books?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just feels like, I don't know, no spoilers, but abandon hope. Yeah. It's just like, it's not going to resolve well. No, it doesn't feel like.
I feel like it might. I feel like it might end well. Yeah.
I mean, it's going to end if he lives.
Yeah. Probably the last lines of the book will be like, and the juice dripped down Jon Snow's beard.
Yeah.
Boobies, thought Jon Snow. Boobies.
The end.
He's sitting at the harbor. That's a great ending. Right? Isn't he at the harbor and the sun is setting when he thinks boobies?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Everything takes place in the harbor.
I'm excited for, not to jump back, but I'm excited to hear the whole Marvel cinematic.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear the whole slate. That sounds exciting. I kind of want to hear more about, I don't know, there's all those, kind of want to hear more about Captain America and Iron Man and Lady Thor or Woman. What
on
are we
the
saying?
Comic book side of things.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
just Thor.
Is that going to happen? Are they actually going to have
Thor.
Any comic
book
stuff?
She just happens
stuff?
To be a woman.
No, there's no comic books in Comic Con. I think they got rid of
it's
that.
It's mostly finally. Movies and like, yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. No, they are. Yeah. They're having a big, Marvel is having a big Avengers Now panel, which is wrapping up all of the big stuff that's happened over the past week or two in their comic books, like Thor is going to be replaced by a female Thor. Captain America is replaced by Falcon. Iron Man is replaced by a dick, which is just himself.
A big old penis, right? A big old penis.
It's, it's a large anthropomorphic dick.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's going to be easy to replace Robert Downey Jr., though, in the movies. That's why they're doing it, so they can just do a CGI penis.
Well, there's a lot of dicks in Hollywood.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
Too real for you.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. Howard Stern over here really telling it like it is.
This is the show that got Alex blacklisted from Hollywood.
Yeah.
The king of all media, Alex Zeldin.
Hey, I'm sitting here talking about dicks and boobies, apparently, is the thing that I do.
Yeah, man.
Oh, whoa, man, keep digging yourself deeper.
Yeah. George R. R. Martin on notice. Yeah. Hollywood on notice.
Oh, my God.
The fiery mouth. It's so great to be
Well,
so
we'll talk a lot more about San Diego, but what's going on with you guys?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Oh, man.
Whoa.
Alan?
Whoa.
Alan?
I'm chilling.
Yeah, you see any good boobies? Yeah. No? Don't want to.
And Alan Starzynski on notice. All right.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So you're plugging the chilling is what you're plugging?
Yeah, I'm plugging chilling right now.
Great. Winston, what about you? Oh,
I have a thing that I'm plugging right now is I got a show on August 1st at the UCB East Theater.
Nice.
Everybody's gonna be at the movie theater on August 1st.
Whatever. Man. Yeah.
No,
you're
it's
right.
A great. Well, your show is a prequel to Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, it's a prequel to the Guardians
Rocket,
of the Galaxy.
Yeah. The untold story. Right?
Yeah. I am him before he becomes a raccoon.
Yeah. Oh, where he's a tiny human.
Yeah, he used to be a human.
Wow, that's upsets a lot of continuity.
I'm excited to see that,
I know.
What is your real show, though, on August 1st?
It's at a little show called Gentrified Brooklyn at 10:30.
Oh, who hosts that show?
I don't know. Some goober.
One goober.
There's one goober.
That is the show that I host every Friday at 10:30 at the UCC
What
Theater.
The fuck? Yeah. You host another show?
Crossover,
Wait, what are you going to do?
I can't believe
show?
I've kept it a secret from you guys from all this time.
Are you going to not go to the show and then go see Guardians? I mean, how are you going to see Guardians?
No, no, no. Well, we know Justin. He'll see it in a couple of years.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Ooh, unnoticed.
When did it come out on VHS?
Justin Tyler on notice.
Yeah.
I'll see it in the morning.
Have you seen Captain America 2 yet?
Captain America 2?
Yeah.
Really? You haven't?
Cool. Question Wait. Answered.
Oh, man.
Winston, what's going on with you?
Well, it's right now I have two big things on the horizon. I'm getting married in exactly a month.
Fuck.
Any spoilers?
This is his bachelor party.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oops.
So right? Sorry. Come on. Yeah. Where's the boobies? Talked about
Oh, I know
them.
What this guy's talking about.
Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm very excited about both of those events.
So number Don't two, get up. Married. Yeah. Number one, Guardians.
Uh-oh. I'll show up to Guardians in a tux.
I'm wearing my Drax costume to my wedding.
Do you have any idea, I mean, at your wedding, what the post-credits sequence is going to be?
Yeah.
It's going to be a great stinger, I think, where I've gotten Samuel L. Jackson to come, and he's like, we need you. And I'm like, really? And he said, yeah. Because the bartender needs to get paid. You need to write the check. And then I'm like, okay. And
I thought it was
going to
be...
Then it just shows me, like, the credits are rolling, and then there's a little picture of me, like, writing a check to hand to the bartender.
Oh, classic Marvel.
Marvel. They really like to set up the next string of movies.
Yeah, yeah.
And the food at the wedding is shawarma.
Yeah. Because that's a thing we all love now.
Thanks, guys. That's been our show.
Yeah.
Justin, do you want to see Guardians Day of during the day?
Let's do it.
First, I'm down for it.
Sorry, Pete, you lost an opportunity. Yeah, and then we'll go right to Gentrify.
Yeah, we'll go right to Gentrify.
Sounds like you guys...
Great. Are you inviting the rest of our podcast listeners to go see Guardians with you guys?
Yeah. We've said Guardians of the Galaxy, first showing, probably around noon.
First
Times Square.
How do you think movies work?
The first showing on Friday.
It's not at noon.
Whenever, 10, I don't know. Whenever the first one is.
It's like 7 o'clock the night before.
No, I know, but the first showing, like, that day.
Probably 8 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, I haven't looked at the schedule. Alex, you know what? You're on notice for knowing too much.
Whoa!
You're on KNOW, Tiss.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Thanks, Winston.
Notis?
No, Tiss.
Oh.
Because you know too much.
Oh,
apparently I don't. I can't spell notice.
Yeah, you don't. You only know.
That's like Nowhere from Guardians of the Galaxy. You won't know what I'm talking about. That's like Nowhere from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Wait, why does he get it?
Did you see it already? No.
I know somebody who saw it already.
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
They liked it, I bet.
Oh, they loved it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I know some people that saw it, too.
Did you plug in for spoilers?
No. Fuck no. I would not do that. Okay. I want to enjoy it.
All right.
Cool. You really haven't seen it?
Yeah, for real.
Oh, wow. I thought for sure you would have. No, I thought you were going to be all on your high horse.
No. Probably tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
You going to see it tomorrow?
Probably tomorrow?
Probably tomorrow.
Oh, cool. What time?
Early
showing?
Yeah, early
8
showing.
O'clock, like 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock? 8 a.m.?
Yes.
No, it's cool, 7 the day before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's right now.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Okay, guys, speaking of oh shit, we're going to move to our next section, which we like to call oh shit.
Oh shit, the stack, bro.
Yeah. No, we like to call it the stack.
Yeah.
And in the stack, we like to talk about some comic books that we particularly like this week. This week's stack, can I editorialize for a moment?
Oh, God.
I always look forward to the part of the show where you do.
Okay, this stack's pretty weird, you guys.
It's a weird stack.
Yeah, this is a weird stack.
You're a weird stack.
I think we were all trying to...
Thank you, Pete. We haven't said that.
Yeah, you're a weird stack.
Yeah, I think we're all trying to, like, psych each other out somehow with this stack.
Yeah, I think we finally jumped the shark with this stack. We jumped the stack.
Guys, it feels like an elaborate game of chicken gone wrong.
It really does.
So let's get into it. Let's talk about it. We're starting off with Pete's pick.
Yeah.
Doberman, number one, Pete.
Doberman.
Yeah, Pete. So this is, just to be clear, this is a comic book and not an actual dog that you found that you wanted to review.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Because we reviewed dogs that Pete has found before. They left a lot of real big cliffhangers at the end.
To be fair, that dog was named Green Lantern.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So anyways, yeah, Dober number one. I like this. This is like a real fun, making fun of like 90s movies, 80s action movies. It's like really over the top, really ridiculous, and it's hilarious.
So it's making fun of all 90s movies?
No, I'm just saying it's making fun of the genre.
Tell us what action movies. Book.
So it's like
just real quick, describe every movie from the 90s.
sure, you didn't have a problem. No, well, this comic, starts with a detective. He's going to the corner store to get some beers, and some guy's robbing the place. So he like stops a robbery and does the classic like clean up an aisle one. You know, it's like douchey and over the top, and it's hilarious, and it's a fun kind of action comic.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's interesting that you thought that. What did you guys think?
I respect your opinion, though I won't comment right now.
I liked it a lot. I wonder, I worry about its sustainability.
I agree, because I got sick of it after page two.
It also felt like kind of a jab at Wolverine. Like, just like this guy, because it like ends up he's like in the woods, and he goes into this beehive. And he's like, thank you for your gift, and like takes the honey out.
By the way, that beehive in there, this guy has never seen a beehive. Because it looks like it looks like all the Olympic rings wrapped around a tree branch. And that's my biggest criticism of this book. This guy's
the beehive accuracy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's beehive bullshit.
That line, thank you for your gift, my friends, like made me laugh hard.
Yeah. It's hilarious.
It feels like, do you guys remember the old show Renegade with Lorenzo Lamas?
Oh my
God. It feels it feels like an episode of that.
I thought
like,
of like
on steroids.
Like Cobra, with Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love that stuff. I love like I don't know. I just thought it was great. I mean, like I said, I don't know if it would be the comic I go, you know, I get every issue of.
Yeah.
But it was really fun to read, and I think it's kind of cool. I don't know. I also enjoy that he spit beer in the guy's face and then hit him with a six-pack of beer. I was like, when that happened, I was like, I'm down with this.
Yeah. This book is by a writer from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And it feels like the shows within a show that they do sometimes where they'll make a movie and it's something that's just this chopped up hideousness. Mm. It feels like that to me.
Yeah.
And to me,
do you just call this comic hideous?
No. But when they do, have you ever watched It's Always Sunny?
Yes, okay.
When they do something like that, it's always very choppy and terribly made on purpose.
Right.
This, I feel like, is like that. And for me, that works on the show. It doesn't quite work as well in comics, but I get how it could be in somebody else's wheelhouse.
The thing is, it's too close to what an actual comic book was, or many comic books were back in the 90s. It's like straight up just a regular 90s comic.
He doesn't have pouches, though. So
he does not have pouches.
He doesn't have pouches, but like the thing where he like spits the beer, like it's not over the top enough.
Agree.
I want it to be bigger. If they're going to really make fun of it, he should be like spitting something weirder into the guy's face.
See,
like
that's a
like
weird
wine, like a real nice wine where you'd be like, why are you spitting that? That's a very expensive wine.
Yeah, he didn't throw a single snake at anybody, and that's what upsets me. Or he's called Doberman, like that. He didn't like throw a dog at some. I just want him to throw animals. I want to get that.
I think you got to write your own comic. That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, animal chucker.
that's terrifying. A lot of overhead for.
It's a DC. It's like a DC hero from like. From the 70s.
Well, I hear they're rebooting Animal Man, and he's going to do some of that.
He's going to throw animals at people.
Pretty cool.
So, yeah, nonsense.
No, it was fantastic. You guys are all full of shit.
Okay.
Great. Let's move on with Justin's dare. Life with Archie, number 36.
Yeah, remember Archie? This is an important milestone.
Alex Segura, who's the main publicity guy for Archie, one of their editors as well on the show to talk about
nice
a couple of weeks ago. This is, like you said, this is the death of Archie. Mm-hmm. So how do you think this panned out? This is your pick. Clearly you liked it. It's something that really sold the death of Archie to you, you would say?
I mean, it was just what I would predict. Like when I read my first Archie comic back as a tender young man at 8, I was like, he's going to die saving a mayoral candidate from being shot.
Called it.
No, nailed it. Yeah. It's I picked this because it's like, this. We did talk to Alex about it, and it's a sort of, it's a pretty crazy idea. This is like Archie's in continuity death forever. Like, this is how Archie's life officially ends in the Archie universe. Archie, who is married to Betty or Veronica, we don't know in the comic.
Don't know.
Can we talk about that part a little bit?
Yeah. Sure.
You're in the middle of talking about.
Well, the comic is purposefully written to be ambiguous, whether he's married to Betty or Veronica.
Right. Okay. So here's the thing. I'm totally fine with the idea of killing off Archie. I think
really?
They definitely hit all the plot points you would want from an Archie book. I was completely thrown by the Betty Veronica thing because the entire time he's this narration is like that woman. That woman that I married, you know the one, which one I chose. Anyway, here she is, head cut off by the top of the paddle.
But here's the thing. I feel like they can't choose one because, I feel like readers are, there's a pretty solid split.
They focus on it way too much to the point that his kids are out of play and they're like, where's mom? And he's like, she's outside. Yeah.
And they show her without a head.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, his last words are, I've always loved you. And they're both there.
But, I mean, imagine that, like, your whole life you have this will-they-won't-they relationship with two women and they're both there when you die.
It's like when Sam died in Cheers. And it's like, is he going to get together with Diane? He's bleeding out. What's happening?
I know. That was a fucked up.
That's what he shot at.
It happened on The Office with Jim and Pam, too.
Yeah. When Pam died, that was crazy.
Yeah, when Pam, like, she got that serial murderer.
And it was usually between Jim and a guy we hadn't met with. That's right. What?
What?
I feel like the biggest problem with the book in general, though, is that it's Archie.
you weren't sold on the title page?
Archie sucks. Archie sucks.
Archie sucks?
Listen, Archie sucks.
I'm looking forward to a fresh take. Let's get Miles Morales in there. Let's see what happens. I'm excited about this.
Give me the Mark Millar Archie.
Yeah, like a young black Latino Archie comes into the next issue.
Or he's like calls old Archie. Now.
Right. Yeah. He picks up the, R sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Or maybe Archie, he was like born in a different town, not Riverdale, you know?
Or Jughead takes up the mantle of Archie.
Ooh, nice.
And he has to swear off cheeseburgers?
Yeah. And then pursues Betty and Veronica. Yeah. And they're like,
we're not attracted to
him. Yeah, he's like, but I'm Archie now.
That's not how the life
I'm
works.
Sort of into redheads.
Yeah.
The thing is, I feel like the book Afterlife with Archie, I think, is amazing. The Archie universe as a line of comics does so many interesting things. Their characters actually change and do weird shit. So I think that's why why I gave this.
Yeah, now, I agree. I mean, I would say that this book is so weird you can't ignore it. You know what I mean?
How weird it is.
They are clearly going for something there, and whether you like it or not, I do respect the fact that they did it.
Now, did you? I didn't like this comic, but did you really enjoy the? I thought it was ridiculous how it was like shows him as a little kid, knocks over the the sundae. Or the float.
Milkshake.
Jesus, you need to read. What do they serve at the chocolate?
Whatever.
Milkshake.
It's fucking. And then it was like you got to see it, but it was like spills over with. It was just.
Hey, Pete,
like,
next time you come to my restaurant and order a milkshake, I'm just going to give you chocolate ice cream.
Good.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted anyway.
So you don't like the metaphor for his life?
I did. I thought they went way out of his way for the milkshake shot to then get it at the end, and I was like, fuck you.
You were like, so he spilled the milkshake. You were like, fuck you, Archie.
Well, the implication is Archie had so many milkshakes over the course of his life that his blood turned into milkshakes. Oh. And then when he got shot, it was just milkshakes.
Yeah, that's how I read it, too.
Thank you.
That's how the author.
And that's
author
like, it's that's really much, it's pretty much a subtext of like them trying to go, you are what you eat. No,
that's a mental.
It's not gun control. This is all about like. Food regulation.
Yeah, Jughead in the future is a giant hamburger.
Yeah.
He's a hamburgler, if you will.
I'm wondering, crossover. Who tries to shoot a mayor?
He's a potential presidential candidate.
I don't want to. Yeah, no, he is a presidential.
Okay.
He's actually not. He's a potential.
He's a senator, potential future president.
He's running for, exactly.
Yeah.
So, and it's just a disgruntled, I mean, I don't want to spoil it. But I guess I will. He's a disgruntled dishwasher at the chocolate shop.
Yeah.
You think he'd want to shoot Jughead first?
Well, and he's angry about Kevin Keller's views on gun control, so he shoots him.
I think he's upset because Archie keeps fucking spilling his milkshake, so he just shoots him. He's like, you did that when you were little and you still haven't learned I'm going to kill you.
Well, that guy's just upset because he hasn't moved up since Archie was a baby from being a dishwasher.
Yeah.
Pete, you said that like that was reasonable.
Yeah. Oh, Pete, we should tell you this is an emotional intervention for you.
Yeah.
We're trying to
figure out.
All here. We're all your closest friends, Winston and Alan.
Hello, Pete.
I just felt like the last two times I was on really connected, and so I agreed to come back.
He really wanted. It was his idea to do this.
He really wanted to be here.
So we really support you, and just stop being weird.
Well, can we turn over to my pick?
Oh yeah, let's.
I don't want to be rude.
Let's talk about this.
Great. So this is my pick. Dark Engine number one. It's from Image Comics by Ryan Burton and John Bivens on art. Letters by Crank.
Love Crank.
Love Crank.
Before you start, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Wait, why are you doing my bit?
I actually have a bunch of questions too.
Are you really into tentacle porn and like, because this was a fucked up comic that you picked.
Here's okay.
Yeah, how old are you?
Yeah, are you?
I'm like 14 and I love hentai.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah. You're a Japanese.
Does that explain it?
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. Cool. Well,
go ahead, Alex. Let's hear about
defend your pick, please.
Let's hear about this pick.
Well, so it's a little hard to describe the plot of this book because it almost is like a surreal dream reading it.
Yeah. There's no real words.
But a woman is potentially sent back or perhaps forward or sideways in time or something like that stop a something and then brings a plague back there and then brings it forward to the future and she's unstuck in time. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But the art is awesome.
The art is cool.
Which
art?
The side boob art or the tentacle porn art?
A little bit of column A and a little bit of column B.
I will say that traveling sideways in time is just teleporting, but let's continue.
It's just walking. Walking, really.
It reminded me, it's not quite as detailed, but what was the book of Player
One? What was that? Pornographic comic I was reading.
No, what was the book? Okay, there was an Image book. One issue came out. It was hyper detailed art. It was about
tentacles made out of tits.
About a girl that goes into a virtual reality landscape. It was a guy who was a gamer. Do you guys remember what I'm talking about now?
No.
Lawnmower Man.
There's a book called
Lawnmower Man. Thank you.
That's what it was.
I think you're Jeff Fahey.
Oh, wow. Great ref. So you're saying this comic doesn't make a lot of sense plot wise. And so what you're left with is a topless woman fighting monsters.
Yep. Okay. I'm sorry. Is there something wrong with that?
I just want to see what posters you have hanging up in your childhood bedroom that you clearly live in still.
This feels like a prelude sort of issue. And issue two would be, it's like, okay, if they don't get down to brass tacks in issue two, I'm going to be like...
Did you mean brass tacks or bra shopping?
I meant, that's what the bra is, brass tacks.
Brass tacks.
That's what I meant. That's what
I almost never want to read another issue of this because it was so inexplicable to read that I'm like,
what's
don't
she
ever answer any of those questions.
What's she called, like the coffee grinder or something?
Oh, I don't remember.
What about, because I was reading this.
It's just like, this is
the
fine.
Just being like, what the fuck? How are you making sense
like,
of this
how
stuff?
Have I known this guy for so many years and he picked this?
Yeah,
it's great art. Shut
this
up.
This is like me, like trying to watch an episode of Lost in the fifth season, like, and having never seen an episode before, go like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, they don't explain anything. It kind of feels like a Cormac McCarthy book, but if they decide to write a comic book about it, and I'm not a fan of Cormac McCarthy.
Oh wow! All right. Well, I think that again, that's kind of the thing that I liked about it is it throws you in the middle of this crazy situation. With no explanation. And I feel like so many comic books are just completely straightforward to the point of being boring that this piqued my interest.
So they piqued a lot of your interest.
Tell me what the fuck is happening in this panel.
Is this when she poops something or where it comes out of her mouth?
Yep.
Like, what are we talking about?
Well, there's
some sort of infection and it bursts out of her boobs.
What is that?
Oh, that's in her womb. There's an infection.
Right. So also, doesn't she?
I think you just
blowed
a hippo quote.
At one point.
That's a pull quote if I've ever heard one.
In her womb, there is an infection. Says Comic Book Club.
No.
Yeah, Alex Salvin
says Alex Howard Stern of Comic Books.
I'm getting that's the engine that they're talking about. That's what I decided. That is the engine.
The dark engine.
The dark engine that they've spoken
of. What do you think
of?
About babies in general?
Oh, what do I think?
They
about
are dark
that
engines.
They're dark engines.
Unrelated question.
Like,
I think they're on notice.
And they're on adolescence. Yo, babies be on notice because they're
babies
dark
babies and bras are on notice.
I look forward to a couple years from now when you're still talking about how great this book is and you have like a weird ponytail. and you're like, hey, come back.
Yeah, he's got like tons of rings.
Come back to my bar. Come back to my bar I own. Well, yeah, there'll be girls there.
Guys,
you ever slow dance with a topless girl?
And he's got one. He's got one really long nail.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
All right, don't pick up any of those books. So that's it for the stack.
That's it for the weird stack.
I'm kidding. If you like stuff, pick it up and enjoy it. Yeah. But we are going to move to our next section, which is my favorite section because you guys make it up. It's your audience questions.
Yeah, let's ask
and
them.
And for that, I'm going to get uncomfortably close to your faces by
especially
coming out here.
After that last section.
Here's how this works. You guys ask a question about anything, comic books, geek stuff, for our lovely guests, anything, absolutely anything you want at all. You get a stack of free comics from my best friend, Pete LePage. So, raise your hand, ask a question. We're going to come over to you. You, sir, you have the first question. All right, what's your name, sir?
It's Rolando.
Hi, Rolando.
Hi, what's your question?
Hi, Pete.
Hi. And I just want to mention that every week I give you a hard time, Rolando. And this week I'm not going to give you a hard time. So ask your stupid question.
Wow. Well, thanks. Damn. Thanks, Alex.
He's here for the intervention, right? For Pete's intervention.
Yeah.
You care too much.
Yeah.
I care. All right, so my
question...
It's
called the Petervention, by the way.
Let him talk.
I mean,
go
I don't
for
really,
it.
I don't
go for
care.
It.
I mean, you guys...
This better be good.
All right, well, fuck.
By the way, if you're listening at home, he just walked out the door.
Yeah, it's really not going to be that good. But time travel, you
great,
fucked me up when you just said... I'm pointing at Alan right here. When you just said that time travel sideways is just teleporting, so that's going to fuck with my head.
Cool.
But my question basically is what crazy sci-fi trope is your favorite to read about? Like, mine happens to be time travel.
Time travel.
That's
so that would be...
So what sci-fi trope is your favorite to read about?
I mean, what are some other ones? Like robots taking over.
Right.
Zombies.
Women traveling back in time, getting infected with stuff in their wombs.
Okay. Yeah, no, I don't know. That's not a trope.
That's not a trope for regular people. I mean, it's a cliche, but it's not a trope.
What about Archie dying?
Yeah, that's definitely a trope. Just regular death. It's a huge trope.
Yeah, it's a human
a cliched. Everybody does it.
Eating food.
No, but it's... honestly, what else is it? Is it like some sort of space travel? Like flying?
Yes, probably like space cloning.
Cloning, for sure.
Cloning. Superpowers.
In general?
Yeah, superpowers in general. Psychics, probably.
Yeah. I think my favorite would have to be that you can reverse time by flying around the sun.
Is that a trope?
I think it's in enough things. It's in Star Trek. It's in Superman.
Well, Superman flew around the Earth.
Yeah.
Around the sun.
You
fly around a heavenly body and
I don't want to. Yeah, I mean, the sun and Earth are different planets. So
yeah. Well, the sun's not a planet. It's a
well,
star.
Whatever. I think I took science.
So let's just be bitchy about it.
Guys, stop fighting. We're here for Pete.
flying around a heavenly body as a way of reversing time, I think, is hilarious because it's sort of like, that's pretty weird. That's the author was just like, yeah, it's weird enough.
So that's your favorite thing to read about?
Yeah,
I'm always a fan of whether, when robots think that they're not robots and that they're human. Mm. You know what I mean? Yeah. When they're like, am I human or am I dancer? to quote.
Did you read, I'm again totally forgetting the name of this book. It was a book that came out from Image like 2 weeks ago, drawn by Shaky Kane. And it was called, I think it's One of You is a Robot. And the entire book, it's amazing. It's basically two buddy cops, and it actually hits like all the trope stuff.
Nice.
But the police chief, first panel, is like, okay, real quick, one of you is a robot and one of you is a human. We've forgotten which. Now here's the case that you guys have to go on.
That sounds like the initiation of an improv scene.
Yeah, exactly. It totally is, and it's fantastic. And like every two pages,
I love that.
They're like, hey, they go through these gigantic over-the-top action sequences, and they're like, wow, that was really great. You did really well in that because, you know, you're the robot. And he's like, no, I think you did well because actually you're the robot.
Cool. But yeah, I love that. Like Battlestar. Anytime people are, I like saying robot, but anytime someone is secretly a robot, I think that's great.
Well, but it always ends the same way where they're like, am I human? They're always like, no.
No. It always ends ambiguously, I feel like. They're like, well, am I human?
Soul, I think we can all agree that Johnny Five is actually alive.
Yeah, that is a topic we talk about.
Pete, this is something we wanted to bring. No, we want to bring. We have to. Justin, if we're doing this, we're doing this.
Johnny Five is not alive.
He's alive.
I might say, as somebody who's tried to start writing three different novels about time travel, I would say time travel. One of them
can we hear the premises of all three?
Oh. Well, one of them was called Time Bandits.
Okay, and great. Already a movie.
Like, yeah. I'm sorry, Time Burglars is what I'm
just saying. Hamburglars, Time Burglars.
I would totally read a book called Ham Time Burglars.
Ham Time.
Hammer Time
it's
Burglars.
Hammer Time no, Burglars.
It's MC Hammer breaking in places. And
Burger Time stuff. Burger Time Burglars to yeah, like Burger also time. Bring back
great.
The old...
Burger Time Travelers. Wait, so what are the other... stealing time.
One was like somebody that was a ghost. They were not good. They weren't good. I'm not gonna kind of like, because I stopped writing them. But let's be cool.
Let's just
about
say
this.
I've made some good choices in my life.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Great. Those books are not on the shelves.
Pete, did you have a choice?
Yeah, my choice is Guardians of the Galaxy.
Nice.
Like, what
perfect.
If they were Guardians of the Galaxy that like got together?
I'm a big fan of the slacker guy who's got to step up.
Oh, why is
grow.
That? Why is that? Why are you a fan
I don't
of
know.
That?
I don't know. Maybe.
But that
maybe
is actually like
relate.
A sci-fi trope. There it are like is. A ton of those of like people who are just like hanging out in space. And it's like, no, you got to save the galaxy.
Right.
Like Superman.
I wonder where all those Han sci-fi Solo. Authors who are hanging around at their houses get the inspiration to write those characters.
Yeah, no idea. Hmm.
Something to think about.
Cool. I'd say, I know we kind of already said it twice, but time travel... But specifically time travel stories where they spend an incredible amount of time explaining the rules. I don't know why I love that so much, because here are the rules, and then they just spend an hour and a half exploring the rules.
Did you hate Looper then because they refused?
I love Looper because they actually explore it. Like, they explore it in the body of the text, if you will.
Yeah, but they tried to explain it, it was just like, no, we can't. There's
no
time.
Then they do anyway. Primer. Have you ever seen Primer?
Yes.
That movie
is
like
insane. Yeah. And just you watch that movie and it's constantly like, oh my God, here are the rules and we're going to keep talking about the rules and how does this work and here's the rules and we're going to make a map of the rules because they don't make any sense, but it's great.
I like when the rules don't make sense. Like in...
X-Men Days of Future Past.
Or Edge of Tomorrow.
Yeah, for sure. Or any Edge of Tomorrow, for sure. Or any one where it's like, well, you can't look at yourself in the past, or you'll both pass out. Is that Back to the Future where that happens?
Wait,
it's
I don't think that was the thing.
It's just what happened.
The best rule is Time Cop, though. The Time Cop rule, that you can travel back in time. That's totally fine. But as long as you don't touch yourself. Because if you touch yourself back in time, you turn into a giant blob and you both disappear.
I mean that's just science.
Yeah. You're cool. Asking me not to fuck myself if
don't
I go back in time?
Don't touch yourself.
Come on.
Are you asking me to not fuck myself?
That'd be the first thing I'd ask if I was like assigned to be a time cop. Hey, whoa. Can I fuck myself if I go back in time?
Because it's like, I got a chance with myself?
Because
I know what I like.
Because
I know what I like.
Hey, I know what I look like, and I like what I look like.
He's too confident.
All right, let's move on.
I think we're going to take another question. Yeah. You, sir, right over here. Come on up. What is your name, sir?
I'm pretty sure I answered all the questions.
Pablo?
Hey, Pablo, what's your question?
All right. What is the worst comic book ever been made?
Ooh. Worst comic book? Doberman number one?
Yo, fuck you, man.
No, I do. It's a very solid comic book.
That answer had an applause break for that. Yeah. Worst ridiculous. Comic
we
ever
actually,
made?
If you're listening at home, we actually had to edit that down. That was half an hour long.
Yeah, too much standing ovation. A lot of people throwing all of their clothes into their underwear.
Watchmen, the entire series.
What? No,
I'm joking 100%.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah,
but that Black Freighter thing kind of sucks.
Black Freighter?
Black Freighter's fine.
Tales of the Black Freighter.
Oh, yeah.
Fuedo.
I feel like it would be like a seasonal comic, like when they have Christmas comics or something like that, when it's
Like, mm-hmm. they have to stop a Christmas
what
villain.
Well, let what me... was that one was, like, Dracula?
Superman and Batman versus vampires and werewolves?
Yeah.
That has been the worst comic we've read on the show. We've talked about on the show, I think, is a number
of... Yeah, that was just to review. So it's Superman and Batman versus vampires and werewolves. I'm pretty sure werewolves do not show up in the first issue.
No.
And neither does Batman?
or Superman.
So
one of
yeah, Wonder Woman shows up, and there's a vampire.
Oh, it was a misleading title. I will say, in the the holiday books, usually there's like one good story or something cool. But in all of comicdom, I think maybe the worst thing that I bought them back in the day, comic book swimsuit issues.
Like X-Men. Yeah, I remember X-Men, the X-Men
swimsuit
had
image
one.
Swimsuit issue.
Was it because you were expecting something different?
Yeah, I wanted more story.
Because Gambit was wearing too much?
I wanted more, exactly. I wanted more story.
Guys,
I mean, I didn't know there
Pete.
Were topless comics that produced by Alexander Zalbin by the name of Dark Engine.
Mm-hmm. I'm just agreeing with you.
Yeah, no,
I don't have anything funny to say.
I would say
so
Frank and Castle.
You're ridiculous.
Comic.
Incorrect.
Worst comic
no.
ever.
That was the innovative
that was
take.
Fun.
That was fun.
Nope.
You're wrong.
All right, I got it. It's Ultimates 3.
Oh.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Ultimates 3 or maybe the Draco from X-Men.
The what?
The Draco, the storyline where it was Nightcrawler's dad was the devil.
Oh, but that paid off in a really good storyline in Amazing X-Men just a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
So oh, yeah.
Take that.
Cool.
What, Nightcrawler? And
somebody realized how to clean up a mess.
Woo.
Sure.
Strong words.
Yeah. If you're somebody... on notice.
Oh, wow. Who
Great.
Are you putting
All right.
Did you just put yourself on
question.
Notice?
Maybe.
You, sir, right over there. Why don't you come on up? I'm going to come over to you, pass by Mr. Pete LePage. And what is your name, sir?
Hugo.
Hey, Hugo. What is your question?
What is one non-Marvel or DC property that you'd like to see made into a film or a TV series or, you know, Broadway musical or something?
Ooh, Broadway musical.
Broadway musical it is.
Broadway, yeah, Broadway musical is happening. Right.
I'll go.
Great question. Yeah.
I'll go. I think Invincible would be awesome. Loved reading
Broadway
Invincible.
Broadway musical?
As a musical.
No.
But no music. As a straight play.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, as just a play.
Very.
Yeah, just
like
a play.
Depth of
was
the
not an
topic.
Option.
Yeah.
Like, Winston wasn't one of the choices.
No, but I think I remember at least the first. I mean, I read up to, I think I stopped reading it, but I know I've stopped reading it, but I read up to about, I don't know. I've read a ton of the trades, but I always thought I was like, this would be really fun, and this would be a great. I don't know. It seems pretty easy to.
Yeah, I got to tell you, actually, now that you mention it, not
Invincible, are they doing something?
But Robert Kirkman, other title, Walking Dead, would actually be really good for like a Samuel Beckett type play called Waiting for Zombies.
Yeah, where they're just in
they're
prison.
Like, where are zombies? Are zombies here? I do not know.
We're the prison. Humans are the prison.
Shane was right all along.
Oh, we're going to do a little bit of an issue. Should we do a little
bit? Yeah, we're going to do
everybody's got to put their... our stage adaptation?
Let's put on a show. I'll be Carl.
Oh, what's going on?
Carl, get back inside.
I'm Carol. Where can I hide today?
Carl, where's your mother's remains?
Whoa.
Yeah.
We don't know where they went. Happened. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, you're a Walking Dead conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, man, we, like, don't know where Lori is. She could be alive.
But what about all the zombies? Don't worry about that.
Forget
where
those,
is the
man.
Body?
Don't worry about the zombies. Everything's fine. I just lost my hand.
The tapping dead.
Yeah.
Tapping dead.
Wait, listen close. You can hear them scatting their feet.
We've got
scattered up my brains.
I can hear. If you fire that gun, the tappers will come.
That's really
we
funny.
Don't call them
I
zombies.
I think we answered that question effectively.
I would like to add a couple of things.
Oh, please.
Oh, shit, yeah. Really hold it down over here.
Doberman, I would like to see it made into everything.
Omnipress did a thing called maintenance.
about two maintenance men, which was pretty amazing and hilarious. I would love for that to be
just real quick. They weren't just regular maintenance men. They were maintenance men for a group of evil scientists.
Yes.
Right.
Oh, cool. Yes. Oh, wait, do you want to see a book about people just fixing toilets and stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
I mean, that would be pretty amazing.
You should hang,
be
hang like, out.
Now, are you saying maintenance men the musical, or are you saying just a TV show?
TV or movie would be great. Oh, okay.
Just a TV
and then
show.
What was that? I think it was also Omnipress. What was that? Black Metal? Was
yeah,
that
yeah, Black Metal would be an amazing musical.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about?
I was going to say a movie, but either way, yeah.
What comic do you think should be a musical, Pete? Are you into musicals?
Not really.
But you know what?
That's
they
why
are.
We brought you here, Pete.
Yeah. Yeah. We need to put on.
Well, I'll answer for you, Frankencastle. Can we get one more question?
Oh, I do want to say.
Yes.
I would like to see, as an HBO show, The Boys.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that would be pretty good.
Yeah.
I think that would be good.
The question was about musicals, almost definitely. But thank you for your answer. Anyway.
I do want to say that I once, at one point in time, wanted to write Morlocks the musical. So I want to put that out there.
Oh, that's put it out there? As you're looking
put that
for a backer?
There, somebody. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think Fox is just going to give you those rights and be like, oh, we never thought about that. All right.
Hey. Yeah. Yeah. A Callisto, Calypso, come on. Why?
That's pretty good.
Alan, you seem to have a lot of uncompleted projects on your hard drive.
Hey, shut up.
So look for Morlocks the Musical coming this fall of the Mutants.
Oh, no.
Too soon? Was that the reaction that you guys just
Yeah, man, Genosha happened 5 years ago.
Oh, no. He's back on his conspiracy theory. Genosha just happened.
It was an inside job.
Genosha was an inside job.
Most definitely it was.
Great. We can take one more question, I think.
Yeah,
Yusa, right over there.
From downtown.
You come on up, and I will come to you, and then we'll have a great time. What's your name, sir?
Dan.
Hey,
okay,
Dan.
Okay, Dan, what's your question?
So I have a two-parter, but this gentleman took my first part, so I'm going to take the second part
nice.
And ask you. I just ordered a $9 pair of pants that were supposed to be blue, but they came in purple. So I'm going to save them for a Halloween costume. Which Halloween costume should I save those purple pants for?
Purple?
Oh, God. Is that even a question?
That's a great, I love the specificity of that question.
That's not a great question. Hulk.
Yeah.
Huh?
Hulk. Purple pants.
That's an easy answer.
Oh, yeah. Well. What's your answer?
The purple man. He can push out pheromones and control
Ooh.
Everyone in his environment.
Yeah.
Perfect. That's
or
great.
Also
yeah.
the
you know what's
Joker.
A good idea is dressing Joker, as a rapist yeah. for Halloween.
Whoa, Alex.
What? The purple man is a rapist.
That's your costume.
Or you could do like Jubilee when she's like hanging out at the mall.
Oh, purple?
Yeah, she wore that when she wasn't a vampire. Thank you.
You said the Joker?
Yeah, the Joker.
Nice.
Yeah.
I mean, any character can
Vacation
wear purple.
Vacation Joker?
Yeah.
Any character can wear purple?
Yeah.
Iceman?
Yeah. I mean, Iceman couldn't pull off purple,
Batman?
But he could wear it.
You think you'd like to see Batman in purple pants?
I mean, you could
be the Batman of Zur-En-Arr.
Perfect. Man, what a crowd
You wouldn't
pleaser.
Be explaining that all Halloween.
Oh, are you Batman? I don't understand.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. I'm the Batman. Well, okay, so he was hit with the time, but hold on. I got to go back and explain.
You could go as Grant Morrison to some sort of party. But be prepared to talk about a bunch of shit no one understands.
Any other thoughts? Purple pants?
You can be the, like, you know, when Spider-Man washes his clothes and they all bleed together. They all run. You can just be like, yeah, I'm Spider-Man after a laundry accident.
You can be frustrated laundry accident Spider-Man, yeah. Which was an action figure I had back then.
Pretty rare.
I learned a lot from him.
Yeah, yeah. Got
Pretty
to separate,
rare.
Got to they separate made, those colors.
Yeah, that was one of those Marvel Legends things, right? And if you got Aunt May, you'd get half of the laundry machine, and then you get the other half.
But I was like, no, I got to get the whites. I wanted to complete the laundry.
Right, yeah.
I got the
and inside the laundry, inside like the actual you know thing of the laundry was the corpse of Gwen Stacy, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think you had a special order then.
Yeah. No,
and
that,
then
was,
they
yeah,
came
that was a wizard's. That
then
was
they
a
came.
Yeah, so
you had to go to Toy Fair and beg something.
You guys remember that's a weird plot point that they've just left dangling for all these years. Is that Gwen Stacy has been in his clothes dryer for like 30 years at this point. And he
they started that blog, Women in Clothes Dryers, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, Major Force put her in there.
Major Force?
It was one of those crossovers.
Yeah, it was a crossover.
Yeah. That's the... Yeah, well, there was a big, like, who did it? Yeah. It was ongoing for
which
years.
Is weird, because yeah. at the beginning, you see that it's Major Force.
Yeah.
So it's a bad mystery.
You see Wait, Major well, Force do
does,
it.
Does Rorschach have purple pants?
I don't know.
Does I bet he has a pair. He doesn't wear them a lot.
Doesn't he, though? I thought he... I don't know.
He said purple pants. I heard purple shorts.
Well, you were heard incorrectly. He definitely said purple pants.
Well, I guess I'm a piece of garbage.
Is there somebody... I mean, because he could cut the legs off of the pants.
That's the thing. You can always make pants into shorts. Hard to make shorts into pants, guys.
Good call.
Make your choices.
Hard for you, maybe.
I don't know. You're wearing shorts, so...
Yeah, but... Later on,
did you have
I'll
a comic book
pants.
Character you wanted to suggest that only wears purple shorts?
Well, that's what I said. I said like Jubilee at the mall or something because I feel like
yeah,
she wears.
When you said that, we were all like, "Huh? I don't know what you're talking about."
No, I recognize that. Sometimes you, in the summertime when you hear pants, you think shorts, baby.
I'm yeah, thinking
and that man is wearing shorts.
You hear shorts, baby.
You hear shorts, baby.
I think you maybe have problems hearing or something. Yeah.
Shut up. I can see just fine.
I think your shorts are just pants. Conspiracy theory is your weakest of them all.
And that's it for your audience questions. All right, guys. It's time for our next section, which we like to call the Week in Geek.
All right.
Yeah. A
lot to talk about, right,
Tons
Talvin?
Of stuff to talk about, but I think we can get through it pretty quickly, just at a
What's
reasonable
the rush?
Pace. We got to end the show. But first thing to talk about, so Stephen S. Knight, who is producing and show running Daredevil for Netflix, talked a little bit about the tone of the show, said that he's going for a gritty 1970s-style Daredevil. Hmm. Now, I saw, which I thought was kind of interesting, reason I wanted to bring it up, a lot of fans online pretty upset about that. And I think the reason they were upset is because people have actually gotten very used to Mark Waid and Chris Samnee's somewhat cheerier yeah. run on the title.
Right.
So what do you guys think? Are you disappointed that they're going for a gritty 70s take? Is that how you wanted them to go? What are your thoughts?
I think it's cool. The thing is, the only danger with this is we're edging toward the very self-serious Daredevil, which is what the movie was, and that was a real bummer. And I feel like so many comic movies that take themselves too seriously. I feel like that's why Marvel's done so well, because their movies do not. They're, like, very fun, and it's very much the characters just doing what they do. If it's too much just, like, angsty, I feel like that will start to be a bad show.
So I guess my question is it taking place in the, like, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but in the 70s of the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
He's just saying it'll have kind of a 70s feel.
Oh, okay.
So
I think 70s filmmaking.
Because they said it's in the modern time, but it will have like a gritty.
Well, I mean, I think part of it is if he's in Hell's Kitchen, what is he going to do? Like go to a bunch of nice bars?
I know.
And out with the after theater crowd?
This isn't single origin coffee.
Yeah, I mean, so I think what they're doing is they're setting it up as like, okay, this is a way we can have Hell's Kitchen, but it's not actual real Hell's Kitchen.
Right. That makes sense because, yeah, I mean, it wouldn't make – it doesn't feel – I mean, New York is not as scary as it was. Yeah. Right. So, yeah. I just
said all the guys who are going to be mugged later today.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. I think it's cool because, I mean, if it's close to the Frank Miller, like, when he's in the fucking sweatsuit and he, like, deflects the bullet with the stick. Do you remember, you know, like, first miniseries? I mean, that's awesome. So if they make it more like that where he's only in costume at the end, I'm kind of, I don't know. I'm sort of down for it. I don't know. I'm excited. I think, I don't know. I'll put myself in the hands of the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Well, I also think you could probably trust Stephen DeKnight. I don't know if any of you guys watched any of Spartacus, which is what he showran last.
Blood and Tears?
All of them. Blood and Sand.
Sand.
And whatever or something. It's fun. Like, it takes itself very seriously, but it's crazy over the top most of the time, and it's really enjoyable because of that. Like, they nailed a very specific tone and work it very well.
Oh,
so
cool.
I think same sort of thing, that even if this is serious, that they'll be able to hit it in a way where it's still fun and enjoyable to watch.
I think so. I think the Foggy character is supposed to be, like, the fun part, and then Matt is going to be very...
Yeah, they'll probably
kill
Well,
you know, because you read for Foggy, right?
I did. I did audition for Foggy, and
So what was your sense from the script? Can you talk about
it? A little bit. I mean, I'm not supposed to, probably, but it seems like he is going to be, like... he's not going to be like sort of like, I'm sad. Matt, what are you doing? It's going to be more like sort of a lawyer who's out there doing his business and a little more fast talking, I think. So I think he'll be the sort of fun of the show.
Cool, I want cool. more law procedurals. That's what I want. I want to see more Daredevil in the courtroom.
Yeah. We just see Daredevil, like, in the background, like, jumping from a rooftop, and then, like, well, we have to solve this case about this, whoever took this manhole off the street. Because you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, a lot of lawyers get involved in that sort of case. Like,
hey, that's
nowadays.
A crime. That's a crime.
Sure.
Nowadays.
Could be. Slightly related story. It was announced yesterday, actually, that Lucy Lawless is going to show up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. next season.
All right.
So curious to hear what you guys want to see her as, because they haven't revealed their part. Other little bit of info I'll throw in there. So she was on Spartacus, which Stephen DeKnight produced. So my question, I'm wondering whether she might play a part that could actually cross over to Daredevil, which I think would be kind of cool.
Interesting. Seems unlikely, but that could be very cool.
Right. Dakota North?
Yeah. Well, she doesn't have an affiliation with S.H.I.E.L.D. per se.
But there's no S.H.I.E.L.D. anymore. Yeah. So why couldn't you have a private detective on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and then also on Daredevil?
Hmm. Yeah.
That's based on literally nothing other than me wanting it to happen.
I wonder if that's even possible between, like, Netflix and ABC and all that, like, that whole nonsense bit is. But it is weird that she would be cast, because they'll be potentially airing at the same, sort of going, I guess Daredevil's coming out later.
Yeah, it's coming out.
And you can watch
year.
All of those at once.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, what do you guys think? What would you want to see Lucy Lawless as on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Like, 20 years ago, Jessica Drew.
Nice.
She-Hulk.
Yeah.
Ooh. That would be cool.
Yeah.
That would be really cool. I don't know if they could... That would be awesome. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
Just the lawyer stuff, though, not the...
Just the lawyer stuff.
Yeah, I'd like to see her run around with a sword, you know, like killing people and stuff, you know?
She's like a warrior, but she's also royalty somehow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
She's always like, la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Yeah, she's got like this, it kind of looks like a frisbee, but there's blade all around it.
Like
the glaive from Kroll.
Kind of, but it's round.
Oh, yeah, okay,
like a little Kroll.
So some sort of like fighting duchess.
Yeah. Fighting Duchess is what
like
I want.
Yeah, like a Duchess soldier.
Battling Duchess.
I like it.
I'd like to see her play herself.
Lucy Lawless.
What is working for S.H.I.E.L.D. or investigated by S.H.I.E.L.D.?
She's like, I don't know. Hey, well, it's me, Lucy Lawless.
Your name popped up because Lawless, we're a little bit curious about what you mean by that.
Then we got to see Jude Law in the same season.
Oh, that would be great. Law versus Lawless. I think you just made our first $1 million picture. All right, last bit to talk about. This is something I feel like we actually talked about weeks and weeks ago, but people went a little bit crazy over the past couple of days.
Yeah.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson was doing press for Hercules and talked more about his DC Comics role, said, yeah, it's something that's going to be announced shortly. It's a character that is as strong as Superman, and then ended the interview saying, say the word.
That could be anybody.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an obvious.
So we haven't cracked the case yet.
What do you think? Doomsday?
Just say the word. So say water. Aquaman, right?
Yeah, it's going to be Aquaman. Because that's how Aquaman works.
Right. He's like, water, and he comes in. Yeah.
Say the word is kind of like say my name. So maybe he's talking about like
Destiny's Child.
You think he's playing all of Destiny's Child?
Well, Destiny's Child is like the child of Destiny, which is like Dr. Fate. So he's.
I read another interview, and he was like, I don't think you're ready.
Oh, interesting. Oh, definitely Destiny's Child.
Then I think that confirms it.
Then he also said Surfboard, which could also be Aquaman or Beyonce.
I read an interview where he said, this will pay my bills. It will pay my telephone bills.
It will pay my automobiles.
So that's what
I read an interview where he said that he's retiring from acting.
He won't be in this one.
Yeah, he's going.
Well, I think we solved that one. I feel pretty good about that. And that's it for the Week Geek.
Woo-hoo.
All right, guys, it's time for trivia. And for that, we're going to turn it over to my best friend, Pete LePage.
All right. I like this show. How do you feel about that?
Wait, what?
All right, guys, this is the part where we give back to you, the lovely audience. It's an opportunity to win $25 free in the form of a gift card to Midtown Comics. Who would like $25 free? Simple raising the hand. First hand up, guys.
$25 free.
Come on up, sir.
We make you pay for these $25, but
come on
up this week.
I need a microphone.
Here you go.
All right. Come on up, man. Join me on stage. What is your name, sir?
Dan.
Dan, audience, Dan. Hey.
Hello.
He's doing your job for you.
I love it.
All right, so, Dan, how this is going to work, I'm going to read you a question. You listen to all three possible answers. Get all three questions right, and you will get $25. I'll let you hold on to it. I'll just let you hold it to taste the glory. Maybe you'll get it. All right, here we go. Here we go. All right. Question number one. In Punisher versus Thunderbolts Part 2, number 28, Deadpool comes home from a long day's work to find his wife made blank for him. Is it A, chimichangas? Is it B, pizza? Or is it C, a new car? So it's either A, chimichangas, or it's B, pizza.
I'll say A.
Hey, nice. Nice job. All right, here we go. And question number two. In Silver Surfer number 4, when Silver Surfer meets a twin for the first time, he thinks it's blank. Is it A, he thinks it's Mephisto? Or is it B, he thinks it's a Skrull? Or is it C, he thinks it's creepy? I mean, twins, like, totally freak him out. So it's either A, Mephisto, or B, a Skrull, which makes more sense.
B, a Skrull.
Yeah, nice job. Really. All right, here we go. Last one. In BPRD Hell on Earth number 121, we see a blank Hellboy. Is it A, a young Hellboy, B, a old Hellboy, or is it C, a tween emo Hellboy, who's like, whatevs, I don't really care. So it's either A, young, or B, old. Nobody wants to see an old Hellboy, right?
We'll go A.
A is correct. You keep that $25, sir. Congratulations.
Unbelievable. First of all, Pete, your mastery of how tweens speak is really wonderful. Really. And I'm looking forward to your novel.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
I know. Yeah.
You. If you guys don't know, Pete is writing a young adult novel called Frank and Castle is Stupid.
It's got a lot of crossover appeal.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And I don't know if you guys know, but tomorrow is New Comic Book Day.
Hey.
We recommend you go to Midtown Comics because they've been nice enough to sponsor the show. Pete, what are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to Goon as well as Saga.
Great. Any particular reason or just throw
It's been a while since Goon came out, so I'm excited about it.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see what's up in the Goon universe. It's been a minute.
The Gooniverse?
Gooniverse.
Oh, you guys are friends.
We're so fresh. We're so fast. Gooniverse.
How about you?
Justin, what about you?
Gooniverse. Peter Venchin. Gooniverse. Peter Venchin. I'm looking forward to Supreme Blue Rose, number 1, by Warren Ellis.
Blue Rose,
yeah. Picking up on Supreme from the Image universe, one of the very early characters. Warren Ellis' run on Moon Knight was crazy awesome.
Yeah, it was amazing.
I'm looking really forward to see what his next jam's all about.
Speaking of his next jam, my pick is also a Warren Ellis book. I'm looking forward to Trees number 3 is coming out from Image Comics. This comic has been crazy. It's about an alien invasion where these gigantic trees slam down on Earth, and that's it. And then for decades, they just ignore us and don't do anything and are just trees.
That's what trees do. They ignore us.
Well, that's the thing that's so cool about it.
Not the trees I run into, man. They're all up in my face.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a great book and a totally different look at an alien invasion. I love it so far. What are you looking forward to?
Saga and Wolverine and the X-Men.
Tell us about them, Pete.
You just call me Pete?
Yeah, because you pitched your comics the same way Pete does, where you just say their names.
Saga is probably one of the best comic books that is currently out right now. It's fucking incredible.
It is, true.
And Wolverine and the X-Men, I just like it. I don't know, a part of me, because I'm so childish, enjoys still reading about, like, teens and stuff and adults dealing with them.
You should check out Life with Archie.
Fuck that bullshit.
Okay.
And plug your stuff. What should people check out?
People should check out my show on August 1st and my Twitter, at Alan Starzynski.
Nice.
Great. Thanks, Alan.
Get all the updates.
Cool. Winston, what are you looking forward to?
Mark Waid is writing a Daredevil comic, so I'll be buying that.
Yeah.
Because that's how it works. I can't wait. And it's the original Sin tie-in, so that'll be pretty cool.
That's right.
Yeah. Great cover on that book.
Yeah. So if you want to see me, I do a podcast called Hear Me Out, where we talk about music that we love that is terrible.
Give us an example.
Let's see. The last one I did was...
Winston's choices are very bad.
They're minor. Inexcusable. Shit, what was the last one I had? It was... it was John Cicada, Just Another Day Without You.
Oh, that song's great.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's not. And so that's what we talk about.
Alan has very bad taste in music.
I do.
Yeah, we'll have to have you on. That'll be perfect. But yeah.
I can very quickly to sell myself on getting on your podcast. I was cleaning out my CDs because I don't really listen to CDs anymore.
Yeah.
And I found, I'd totally forgotten about this, I've been to see in concert at least twice, and I'll tell you confidentially, four times, Britney Spears.
Amazing.
Wow.
That is creepy, dude.
Confidentially four times.
Yeah. Don't tell anybody.
Yeah,
a
month ago I went to the Everclear concert, so I'm right there with you.
I'll back that.
It wasn't great. Are you
saying Everclear's lost a step?
No, but Eve 6 opened for them, so I was definitely there for that. So you can see me there or on Saturday nights at the Upright Citizen Brigade Theater. And at 10:30. So, yes.
Awesome. I saw Counting Crows, and they are still incredible.
Wait, you saw them at a private concert,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I saw them at a private
concert. I saw this online, and I was very curious. What the fuck?
A person that I coach is dad, co-founded Bloomberg, and...
Okay, so that's Bloomberg.
They co-founded the company.
Oh, nice.
And so this was just like their... 4th of July party.
They were like, let's get the crows.
Alan showed me the invitation, and it had like games, hot dogs, Counting Crows.
They buried the lead below hot dogs.
It was something like that.
It was rides.
It was games, rides, Counting Crows. Not even a separate line, and the Counting Crows.
That's amazing.
It was amazing.
I love that. What a great indictment. They're still good.
Oh, they were awesome.
I saw the Counting Crows many years ago, and that was one of the best concerts I've ever been to.
Oh, apparently we have to wrap up our show instead of talking about Counting Crows.
Enough talking this bullshit.
I guess I'll just tell you guys a story about...
This is interesting.
Yeah. No, it's not.
It's an intervention.
No time for my Counting Crows story.
This sucks.
Next week on the show, Mike Sachs, the author from Vanity Fair and the author of the new book, Poking a Dead Frog, which is awesome and all about comedy, is going to be here, which is very exciting. Pete?
Friend us on Facebook so you get to know about all the amazing guests we have on the show.
Follow us on Twitter at Comic Book Live.
Check us out at comicbookclublive.com, nerdist.com for the podcast and more. A couple of people we want to thank. We want to thank our fabulous interns, Iman Bell, Tamer Dar, Craig Fletcher, David McKay, and Riley Trahan. We want to thank Alan and Winston for being on the show.
Yeah.
We want to thank everybody here at Fontana's, but most of all, we want to thank you guys. We're every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Please tell your friends good night.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you guys. Good night.